Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of William & Kevin, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fidel, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Welcome back, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we also have with us Sam Forbes. Sam's a clinical nutritionist, and he manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. And again, also welcome back.
Welcome back. We want to start off today with some comments on lignans.
That's right, Arnie, and I'm sure you all heard about lignans. Lately, there's good reason for that. If you don't know, lignans are related to lignin, which is a type of fiber found in plants. Now, lignans are found especially high levels in flax seeds, and they have many health benefits. And because of their fiber-like action, they're thought to bind toxins found in the gastrointestinal tract. But more importantly, they are phytoestrogens, which are plant compounds that weakly resemble estrogens.
Now, there are some other plant compounds that also fall into this category, the isoflavones, or comestans, flavonoids, phytosterols. These compounds, or phytoestrogens, can compete for the receptor sites with the body's own estrogen when estrogen levels are high, or they can supplement estrogenic activity when estrogen levels are low. So they have what we often term a normalizing action. If you listen to last week's show with our guest Dr. Cheryl Selden, you know what I'm talking about. Just as significantly, they compete with what are known as xenoestrogens. Now, xenoestrogens are harmful estrogen-like molecules from the environment, such as are found in pesticides, solvents, adhesives, soap emulsifiers, plastics, PCBs, and so on and so on.
And I know this can be confusing at first, so let me try and rephrase it. Flax lignans are balancing to estrogen metabolism. If the level of estrogens in the blood is high, such as in some women who suffer from premenstrual syndrome, then lignans will tend to reduce the body's response. If the level of estrogens in the body is low, such as in women after menopause, then lignans will tend to increase the body's response. Hence, lignans can act either as phytoestrogens, weak estrogens, or as anti-estrogens, depending upon the circumstances. The major benefits of flax lignans that have been researched thus far are in these areas: protection against breast, prostate, and colon cancers, improvement in cardiovascular health, reduction in menopause symptoms, antioxidant protection, and support for bone health.
Now, did you notice that Arnie mentioned protection against prostate cancer? Well, don't be surprised, and don't make the mistake of thinking that estrogen and substances that affect estrogen is something only related to women. Men have estrogen as well, and along those lines, women have a little testosterone too. And it has been claimed that flax lignans influence the balance of male hormones, which may explain its apparent effect on prostate cancer.
Right, Sam. And several studies have been reported recently that confirm the benefit of flax lignans for men. First, let's talk about BPH, benign prostate hyperplasia, a condition that affects more than half of all men over the age of 50. The Dutch company Acatris, who makes linamlice, which is the standardized flax lignin supplement featured in products like Jarrow's Flax Essence, they commissioned a study on Wistar rats, where they set up a placebo-controlled trial giving one group a diet supplemented with flax lignans and inducing prostate growth.
And here's what they found, and I'm quoting from their study. The rats fed with linum life extra in their diet had significantly smaller prostates compared to the rats with induced BPH on a diet without a linum life flax. They point out that this type of rat reacts very similarly to humans and, quote, therefore we might expect similar observations for the human situation. Now, they explain that while previous studies had suggested a benefit to prostate health from flax lignans, this animal study was the first actual proof of the concept, proof that the extract is actually active on the prostate. The same company, Acutris, is planning the first human trial to test this concept further, and it's scheduled to start this coming year.
And what's more, this other study, also carried out by Acutris, suggests that flax lignans can prevent the most common form of hair loss in men. Well, good for me.
I thought you'd be interested in that one, Ronnie.
The dihydrotestosterone, DHT, is a potent form of the male hormone testosterone, and it can get inside the hair follicles and make them shrink so that they produce thinner hair and eventually none at all. SDG, the main flax lignin, can help prevent this by inhibiting the production of the enzyme that converts testosterone into DHT. It's called 5-alpha reductase.
And here's what they did. 10 male sufferers of androgenic alopecia, I guess that's testosterone called baldness.
Right.
Aged between 20 and 70, that's quite a range, received 50 milligrams daily dose of SDG in the form of one 250 milligram capsule of standardized flax lignans, such as flax essence. The condition of their hair was documented at the beginning of the study by photographs, and the men measured their hair loss throughout the period by counting the number of hairs on their pillows each morning.
I have to see that. I could imagine getting up and counting hairs. I love it.
It's quite a commitment. But I guess, some men would be very interested in getting some help with the hair loss. Well, the initial effects of the flax lignans were noticed on average 1 to 2 months into the study, and the end of the period, 8 of the participants reported a modest improvement in their hair loss condition, 1 reported a great improvement, and 1 reported no effect at all. Now, the more severe the participant's hair loss condition at the start of the trial, the more noticeable the improvement.
And I think we are going to see more and more research supporting the value of these standardized flax lignin supplements. Okay, we're going to begin taking your calls just in a couple of moments. And we have a new number today. I think it's just for this week. It's 1-800-544-7070.
What's that number?
Thank you, Sam. 1-800-544-7070. Okay, we will begin taking your calls shortly. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab, answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, we always try to offer you a great deal on Doctor's Best nutritional supplements. Well, here's the new great deal. Glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, in combination, now on sale at one-half price. These three nutrients, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, work together to alleviate the inflammation and pain of arthritis and other types of joint problems. You can take them separately, but why not take advantage of the synergistic action of all three together? And why not take advantage of this great pricing from Doctor's Best. One half price. You can choose the 120 or the 240 capsule size. Both are half price. How can you pass up a deal like this? I don't know. The glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination 120 or 240 capsule size from Doctor's Best, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price.
Hi, this is Ellie Tamline, the natural nurse.
And Dr. Eugene Zamperone, naturopathic physician.
As natural healthcare professionals, we rely on nature's answer for high quality, kosher, certified organic, responsibly wildcrafted herbs and nutritional supplements. Most products are also vegetarian.
Echinacea and Golden's Hill are well recognized for their immune-supporting properties. Individually or in combination, stock up on Nature's Answer and don't let seasonal stress get the best of you.
Nature's Answer, the only answer for exceptional dietary supplements pioneers since 1972. Available at fine health food stores. Visit us online at www.naturesanswer.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And our number here in the studio is 1-800-544-7070.
Yes, sir. You know, it'd be good probably to help clarify for the listeners. Perhaps there are people who take flaxseed oil. They may get a flaxseed oil with lignans, or they may even buy flaxseeds and grind it themselves, or buy the flaxseed in the powders or the flaxseed meal.
All right. There's lots of options for getting flax and flaxseed oil. Obviously, the oil is there, and the oil tends to be very, very refined and doesn't really contain the lignans that we're talking about. And as we point out in some of our previous discussions, you can add the lignans back, and you'll find a flaxseed oil available at Wilner's and other places and by a number of companies where they say high lignin flaxseed oil, in which they've added back the lignans. It was thought, I believe, a few years back that flaxseed oil was the oil to use.
As a vegetable source
of omega-3. But I think it's been found that the body doesn't convert the alpha-linolenic acid in the flax oil very efficiently into the active form of the omega-3, the eicosapentaenoic and the docosahexaenoic acids. So as a source of omega-3s, you're probably better off with the fish oil.
That's right. And now if one of our listeners takes, let's say, a fish oil but would like to include flaxseed oil just because it contains lignans, well, I hope this program should clarify that they can get the flaxseed lignin by itself. We carry it. It's made by Jarrell. It's a concentrate of, I think, about 20 milligrams of lignin.
I think it's 20 milligrams of that SDG per capsule.
Right. So they don't have to get a flaxseed oil with lignin.
No.
They can continue with their fish oil and now add the flax lignin, flax acids.
Right. And other companies may be making it now as well. What you want to look for is that, as we mentioned earlier, it's called Linum Life. That's the name of that particular extract. Okay, good point, Sam. All right, let's start and say hello to Bernard from Ulick, Long Island.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You're a wonderful program.
Thank you, Bernard.
I heard that fibrinogen is a very high risk factor for heart disease and stroke, and I have high fibrinogen. I also heard that curcumin might take it down. So I wanted to ask you two questions. Is cumin or turmeric the same as curcumin? And what other product will do a good job of lowering fibrinogen?
Okay.
Hot subject.
Okay. You want to start with that, Don?
Well, number one, if you have high fibrinogen, or if your clinical tests have shown that your blood tends to clot very readily or too readily, you should be under a doctor's care, obviously, and the doctor should have given you some input. And the kind of input that I assume would be given would be anything that would run from, on the one hand, recommending that you take drugs like Coumadin to thin the blood and or to reduce the blood clotting time, to, on the other hand, at the very least, maybe recommending that you take aspirin or a baby aspirin every day or every other day, things of that sort. That's usually what the doctors will recommend. What we usually recommend are things such as the fish oil that Arnie and Sam just got mentioning, the omega-3 oils, and other nutrients like that. I'm nervous a little bit about you talking about high fibrinogen as if you are going to treat it yourself. Are you? Am I misjudging what you're saying?
No, I take approximately 11 different things so far to get
okay,
it down.
Okay. All right, fine. Now that we've taken care of that, the curcumin and the turmeric and many things like that are fine as adjunctive items to take along with the other things that we mentioned. But you know, it's not one of the things that we normally think of as a first or high level thing to use for that particular problem. It's a powerful antioxidant. It's useful in many problems where antioxidants can be helpful. It does. There is some evidence, perhaps due to its effect on the function of your liver, but it has been shown to reduce platelets from being too clumpy. You know, the concern that we have, of course, is that these platelets in the blood will clump up together, which, you know, can form clots. So there is some evidence that it has that it can be helpful in that regard. So I would certainly include it as part of an overall program for that reason and others. And yes, you know, curcumin is one of the active constituents of turmeric.
But I think Bernard mentioned cumin, which is not the same as turmeric.
Cumin?
Cumin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Bernard, another thing that you might find helpful, there's an enzyme available from a few different companies. It's called nanokinase. And it's made by one company who makes it, is Allergy Research Group. And the nanokinase is very good for breaking down that fibrinogen or fibrin cloudy material that forms. So
yeah,
that might be something you might look at as a on the nutritional end.
It's good for fibrin,
yeah,
but not for fibrinogen.
Yeah, but fibrinogen is sort of like a
precursor.
Yeah, right. So the fibrinogen really needs to be activated to become a problem.
All right. Niacin, I understand, is a tremendous job on it, but I don't want to go to that yet.
Well, niacin is, depending upon the dosage, of course, niacin can be a bit troublesome. You know, if you're starting to take a high dose, you know, 500 milligrams a few times a day, up to 1,500, 2,000 milligrams, you know, you can get that blushing, flushing, burning redness that you get from niacin. But, you know, if it's a low dose that you're taking, and if you take it with something cold or take it in a time-release form, it should be less of an issue.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Okay, Bernard, thanks for the call. Once again, our number in the studio, 1-800-544-7070. And let's say hello to Deb from Rye, New York.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, and you?
Okay. My question is, can you recommend some alternative supplements for, I would say, mental health? I just got off Paxil last week, and I gradually got off it, and I would rather go a natural way, and I'm going to look for an alternative practitioner, but just so I have some information that I'm aware of beforehand, if there someone suggested Sammy to me, you know, if you could suggest some things that might help. My specific issues are like trouble sleeping, a busy mind at night, a little hypersensitivity, a little social anxiety. But it's mostly what bothers me is the busy mind aspect.
Sure.
Okay.
It's New York syndrome. A lot of
people. Yeah.
Our clients who come into the store, as many of them are students with the busy schedules, and it's quite hectic. So first thing you should do is make sure you have an excellent diet. Exercise should be also included. A balance of everything. So good diet, exercise, get a good comprehensive multivitamin and mineral, like a Wilvite, something like that, has high amounts of magnesium and calcium and B vitamins. But I think, looking into something like SAMe would be beneficial. There had been comparative studies, SAMe, with things like Paxil and Zoloft, and it appears that SAMe has pretty good benefits, and not to mention that it's also a good antioxidant or beneficial for liver detoxification. But there are other things that we find helpful, like something we sell called Stabilium. We give this to a lot of people who are under stress, who are a little bit nervous, who have a difficult time focusing and concentrating. Perhaps at the job there's a lot of distractions and so forth. You may be a candidate for this. I don't know. You have to think about it. But it's called Stabilium, and it's made by Allergy Research, and we carry it at Wilner's.
Okay, Deb, there's a few other things that we should mention. Why don't you stay on the phone? But we have to take a break for traffic and some commercials. This is Arnie DeTomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. We'll all be back in just a moment.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicone intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overreactomized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
And now let's go to Diane De Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. On the Hudson River, the outbound Holland is 15 minutes inbound, looks good. The outbound Lincoln is 10 minutes from 11th Avenue, inbound 25 minutes. The inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck, 20 minutes, 15 minutes downstairs, no problem this New Jersey. Southbound West Side Highway, the 96th Street ramp has been reopened, volume is easing. Northbound is heavy from the 150s to the George. Northbound FDR Drive jammed from 72nd to 116th Streets with a right lane stall. An accident has been cleared. Southbound is heavy from the 140s to the 120s. Queens northbound Cross Island Parkway, there's an accident at Northern Boulevard on the westbound Southern State Parkway. Heavy from exits 22 to 20 from an earlier accident. That's been cleared. And inbound Queens Midtown Tunnel, 5 minutes. This report brought to you by Acme. It's Acme's three-day sale through tomorrow only. Use your supercard to get 4 Coke 12 packs for just $5 after mail-in rebate. That's the lowest price in years. Sale ends tomorrow at Acme. I'm Diane Howard with WOR Traffic.
Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program, excerpts? A link to Health Notes, a way to search through all of this information easily. Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase these products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now, you can do it another way by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com. Wilner is with two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
Thank you, Arnie. Here's a question. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, or difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. One of our favorite products for this is Gingold Eyes by Nature's Way. Gingold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of the xanthin from marigold extract. Now, everybody knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Gingold Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Gingold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin products, all at discount prices.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And before we get back to the phones, oh, by the way, we do have a new phone number today. Just for today, it's 800-544-7070. That's 800-544-7070. And, okay, so before we get to those phones, I just want to tell you about the sale now in effect at Wilner Chemist. Discounts up to 40% off list price on the full lines of your favorite nutritional and herbal supplements, well over 50 different product lines, in fact. And we also have our new 224-page Wilner Chemist reference catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. Your copy should have arrived already if you're on our mailing list. If not, just call our store, 800-1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Number again, 1-800-633-1106. Option number 3. Or you can request a copy, of course, by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
You definitely want to take advantage of this sale. This is the last week of the sale coming. We've got things like Solgar on sale, 30% off, Source Naturals, 35% off, Country Life, 30% off. A lot more, folks, so come on in and take advantage. Or, of course, you can pick up one of the flyers at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store location is at 100 Park Avenue. And that's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and we're near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
We sure are. Thank you, Sam. Okay, are you still there, Deb?
Still here.
Okay, now, one of the things that Deb said, you know, is the, what she calls a busy mind, and I'm throwing this question out, Deb, to Sam and to Don. Is Sammy and or St. John's Wort, for example, is that enough for the busy mind? You know, the busy mind, I think, is something that's you know, more calming, maybe something like valerian or, you know, my favorite would have been kava, you know. But yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think you're right, Arnie, in that, you know, I was kind of curious to hear Deb's continued explanation of exactly what the problem was. It doesn't sound as if the depression, for example, is a major problem, so therefore I don't think St. John's Wort is really what we need to be looking at. I think CME might be helpful. I'd say theanine, passion flower, maybe some valerian to help with the sleeping, magnesium, avoiding caffeine before bed. You know, we spoke about a product last week, which I thought we had in stock at Wilner Chemist, and it turns out that we were out of it, but we have some in now by Jarrow Formulas called Stress Tame. And Stress Tame is a combination of herbs, theanine, as I mentioned, has some passion flower. I've forgotten exactly what else it had, but a blend like that might be the perfect thing for someone with this kind of a problem. So that would be a good thing to take. And I also want to say, you know, Deb sort of wanted to prepare herself for when she went to see the doctor so she'd maybe be ready to discuss some of these things. And you know, we have a link on our website. Well, of course, we have a lot of reference articles on our website. We have a very nice reference library now on the site that you can search using a very complicated or simple search engine, depending on your preferences. But we also have a link to something called Health Notes. We have an arrangement with Health Notes where you can get onto their website through ours, and they have a lot of good factual information. It's the perfect place to go if you want to just sort of browse through this kind of material and get a feel for what might be available, what might work for you, and what might not.
Hmm. Well, thanks so much for your information.
Okay, Deb. Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
All righty. 1-800-544-7070. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutrition. What did I skip? Homeopathy, absolutely. Okay, let's say hello to Maria from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Hi. Hello, Arnie and Don. Thank you for taking
Sam,
my call.
And Sam. Don't leave out Sam. He gets first.
Boy, Sam. Oh, yeah, that's right. I see his name here. Well, you know, I'm calling. My question is, why hasn't anyone mentioned the fact that our rights to our vitamins, minerals, and other supplements may end in June of this year?
Because that's not the case.
Oh, really?
Really. I don't know why
he's talking about
that. She's talking about Codex. You know, there are people who seem to get some pleasure out of raising a big ruckus over some imaginary problems. And the fact of the matter is that in spite of all of the stuff going around the Internet and being repeated over and over and over again by people who don't know any better, it does not represent a threat to us in the United States. So my advice is theanine, inositol, magnesium, and don't worry about Codex.
Well, okay, why are they saying this?
Because, I don't know, I guess it's a way I guess they have nothing better to talk about. These regulations are regulations that may have some effect on how various European countries engage in commerce with nutritional products, how the European Union, some of their rules. It does not affect what happens here in this country. Contrary to what they're saying, they do not dictate the law in the United States. Now, if I was a company that did a lot of business exporting or selling my products in European countries, I would probably be trying to make a big thing out of this too, because it's going to affect me from that standpoint, okay? But for us here in this country, from everything I've read about it from knowledgeable people and from reading the regulations, there is no reason to be concerned. I am not, believe me, if we at Wilner Chemists had reason to be concerned, we would tell you about it. So, trust me on this, don't worry about it.
Well, I received this notice from the health food store.
I just told you that. I know, because they don't know any better. Okay? There are a lot of people who believe everything that they see and they pass it on. You know, I'm telling you, it's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But you don't want to believe me? Is that the problem?
Oh, no. I just wanted to know if this was true.
Well, I've told you three times now. This will be the fourth time. No, it's not true.
That's great. I'm glad
okay?
to hear that.
All right. Good.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Maria.
You so much.
You know, at the start of the show, Don and Sam said, welcome back. That's because I wasn't here last week. I was on vacation. And I was on vacation in Europe. I was in Budapest. I was in Krakow. I was in Prague.
By the way, you know, I'm beginning to get a funny feeling. What was that? There was a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he was like a CIA agent, but his wife didn't know it. Every time you go on vacation, it seems like the president happens to be in the same part of the world.
Don't give away everything. You know, it's not. You know, don't give away everything.
Well, I just got done giving away the scoop on the Codex. Now I've let the world know that you. You and the president are in cahoots.
And the point I want to make is I made it a point to go into the pharmacies in those countries because that's where they sell the vitamins there and the supplements. They don't sell them, and they don't have the equivalent of health food stores. The health food stores they have there are just food places. And there is nothing available. You know, we in America
homeopathy?
They have homeopathy. But there is nothing much available in the way of herbs.
Right.
You know, some herbs, but nothing is in the way of, you don't have 400 units of vitamin E, you don't have the vitamin C.
You're not talking about France and Germany and Spain.
I was talking about yeah, Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia.
Okay, well, I don't know what's available. Period. There, but
yeah, that's what I mean. But it's not. Okay. It's not what you know. What I mean. It's not.
I thought. You know, I don't want people to get the impression that you're saying that there's nothing there because they're cracking down in Krakow on the code because of
regulations. I just meant that we're very fortunate to have available what we have available here. You know, it has nothing to do with the fact that
it's a wonderful country.
It's a wonderful country, I gotta tell you.
Okay. Well, down in Krakow, you got that.
Yeah, it was good. Cracking in Krakow.
Good one, Sam.
Wisecrack. All right, let's say hello to Luby from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. It's hard to follow these two calls because now I almost forgot what I wanted to ask. Okay, I'm a veterinarian, and I heard yesterday Dr. Hoffman talking about a plant. I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly. It's called Hudia.
Hudia.
Right.
Yes.
Tell me your opinion. Is the appetite suppressant?
Well, it seems to work.
Seems to?
That's right.
Well, there's different, you know, there's different. Sam seems to think it works. I think, you know, I'd like to see a little more, you know, come out on Hudia. You know, they're doing a little bit of work on it, but, you know, I don't think there's anything real impressive that came out as yet.
Yeah, there were some studies showing that, postulating the effect on the pituitary. It's not a stimulant like ephedra or caffeine. It seems to be safe. It's a traditional herb. Used by some indigenous peoples or tribes. It seems to help with appetite. It allows the people to go a few days without eating, as a matter of fact, although we highly don't want people to do that. But if you have an overeating problem, a problem with appetite, it may be helpful. But we always recommend things like fiber and things like green tea and CLA.
Yeah, you see, Sam, that's the point. And that's why my opinion, I'll chime in with my third opinion here. I kind of reserve my judgment on Hudia. And why do I say that? Well, like Garney says, there isn't really a lot of evidence. We've been in this business for a long time. There's one miracle weight loss a cure that comes out after another, and periodically, you know, a mysterious herb that was discovered in the banks of some river in the Amazon or this or that. And, you know, so far, every one of these miraculous, just take this pill and the pounds just disappear type things, they come and they go, and people spend a lot of money, and when the dust settles, you're always back down to the basic thing that you got to do more, that if you think that the pill's going to do it for you, it's not going to really work. The more logical things and the not so easy things like changing your diet, utilizing healthy things like fiber, meal replacement, the things that work the best seem to be meal replacements, you know, controlled calorie meal replacements, fiber supplements or high fiber food, high fiber diets, things of that sort. We have Hudia, and we carry it because people have been asking for it. As Sam and Arnie said, so far it doesn't seem to be hurting anybody. If that's the kind of thing that appeals to you, go ahead and give it a try. But in spite of the fact that some people are talking it up real big, I remain a little bit skeptical.
Okay. Thank you, Don, and thanks for that call, Luby. All righty, it's time for a short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-544-7070. 1-800-544-7070. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll all be back in just a moment. But first, we shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Natrol. Natrol offers Ester C in just about any form or potency you could ask for. Tablets or capsules, alone or with bioflavonoids, chewables, soft gels, liquids, with antioxidants, like nigenol, echinacea, whatever. It's effervescent if you want it that way. Natrol has it all, Ester C, for when you want vitamin C that's most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some good news. Right now, the entire Natrol line, including the Ester C products, on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arnie Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Matter of fact, you can rejoin Don and Arnie and also Sam. How's about that? And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements.
Hey, Arnie, before we take the next call, can I make one more comment about this Udia question?
Sure.
Because it strikes me as being a very interesting situation. You know, you and I try to go to some of the major trade shows in this industry, in the health food industry, and you know, what you see what you hear when you walk up and down the aisles, you know, what's the next hot item, what's the next thing that we're going to be able to sell a lot of stuff, or things are slowing down a little bit, everybody's kind of anxious, waiting for the next, you know, hot supplement to come around. And sure enough, you know, when you go to a lot of health food stores or these stores in malls and things of that sort, you know, whatever the most recent hot item is, the latest miracle pill, that's what they got the big display out in front, and that's what they're pushing. And a lot of these stores exist merely to feature one hot miracle thing one moment to the next one, and that's it. And I hope you folks appreciate the fact that Wilner Chemists does not play that game with you. You know, we could have made a lot of money over the years by joining right in, you know, and a coral calcium, oh, yeah, you know, wonderful thing. The colloidal minerals, oh, yeah, wonderful, whatever. You know, we don't do that. We try to give the function as a bit of a buffer, perhaps, and help you judge these things a little bit more realistically. We feel that there's no need to jump on every single miraculous new thing that comes along, because there is so much good that can be done with things that are well proven. I just hope that you understand the difference between our approach and the others, and I hope you appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
Hey. Let me climb off my soapbox now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's say hello to Bernadette from Paramus, New Jersey.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
I suffer from allergic asthma. So at this time of the year, I'm feeling really badly. And somebody told me that magnesium would be very, very helpful. I'm also taking quercetin and L-glutamine and like one of these buffered C's,
mm-hmm.
You know, an effervescent
okay.
Vitamin C.
Does it
and,
help?
It does help, but, you know, there are times when I do have to take my traditional, you know, I take a rescue inhaler, and at this time of the year I'm feeling very, very tight and nervous and so on. Somebody told me that also you could take some of these products that contain stinging nettles, and but on the bottle that some of these things say that you could be allergic to this. So I mean, obviously you don't want to get something that you're more allergic to.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
Well, my experience with the nettle, I think you're doing everything right. I think everything you're taking is correct. But my experience with nettle doesn't appear to, you know, have that effect. I have rarely heard anyone say they got a reaction to the nettle, which is specifically beneficial for allergic reactions. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think the quercetin is very, very good. It's as close as you're going to come to a natural antihistamine, and you need to be, or you could be, reasonably aggressive with the dosage. You know, you might want to take anywhere up to 2,000 milligrams a day if necessary. And if you combine it with bromelain, you'll also get an anti-inflammatory reaction, which would also be very, very important. And did you mention magnesium?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you take the magnesium. Very, very relaxing for that muscle tightness. And it can also help to relax the bronchioles as well. So between the quercetin, bromelain, and you know, Sam mentioned the nettle. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these things like nettle, are you definitely going to be allergic to it? No. Are you definitely going to be not allergic to it? No. You need to try it. Unfortunately, you know, there's no way to know beforehand that you would be.
But you couldn't get a really severe reaction to it.
I wouldn't say that. I guess you could. It's a possibility. You know,
yeah,
I would say, I don't think
it's like Arnie's pointing out, anything that is derived from a plant or has come in contact with plants, if you have allergies to one plant, who knows whether or not you might have an allergic reaction to another plant. It's the same thing when people take bee pollen. We know that certain kinds of pollen are often recommended for allergies. But there is usually the warning that, you know, if you have hay fever or if you have allergies, if it's a pollen product, you have to be careful. So there's really no way to answer it except you have to be cautious. And
you don't take it in a small amount, just
yeah,
how
yeah.
You got it.
The one thing that you didn't mention, by the way, would be fish oil or an omega-3 concentrate that might be something else that you could add to the collection of things that you're doing, whether the high EPA, mm-hmm. the DHA fish oil concentrates are often helpful for people with asthma and allergies. And if you definitely have like hay fever type allergies, then maybe you might want to even think about the homeopathic products like the one from Delisos, the New York Mix,
right,
that may be desensitize you to those allergens and in turn reduce the potential for causing the asthma attacks.
Arnie, you've mentioned it before, and we do have it advertised on the show, the Mucolixer. You think this fat might be useful? It seems to stimulate the stili in the lungs to remove excess mucus, so that may be beneficial for you, Bernadette.
Yeah, it's a new product from Allergy Research Group. It's called Mucolixer, and it may be worth a try. As I said, it's pretty new, so we don't have that much personal experience
right
with it at Wilmer's.
But we do know about NAC, Bernadette. Did you mention that you're taking NAC?
No.
Okay.
But NAC is also good.
Yeah, that's if mucus is an issue.
Yes, mucus is an issue.
Yes,
NAC has been shown, anytime there's any kind of chronic pulmonary disease, NAC is probably one of the first things you might want to use, along with everything else you're doing, magnesium and so forth. But NAC, I would say you take 500-600 milligrams twice a day of NAC. Now, the thing is, there is a product that we carry at Wilmer's from Country Life called Allermax.
Right.
Do you find that you don't have any bad reaction to any of these things that we've mentioned or that you talked about? The Allermax product actually might fit the bill because it's got the quercetin, it's got the nettle, it has NAC, that little vitamin A and zinc, I believe, and a few other things that L-histidine, apparently. Some pantothenic acid actually is useful because what that does is support the adrenals, and your adrenals also play a role in your allergy responses. So you may want to take a look at that, or you folks out there listening may want to who also have Bernadette's problem or with allergies, take a look at Allermax.
Yeah, Allermax is a very, very nice combination. It has just about all the things that we spoke about, and not in heroic dosages, it has the quercetin,
Take higher doses of it then. You can take it more frequently.
Sure.
Which is
absolutely
sometimes what I tell people.
Yeah.
A-L-L-E-R-DAX-M-E-X, Allermax from Country Life.
Okay, Bernadette, thank you so much for that phone call. Okay, you hear that nice mellow mood music. That means we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilmer Window. Let me first tell you that this portion of the Wilmer Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of My Defense, the immune support formula. Well, that used to be endorsed by Magic Johnson. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there. And we will be back after news and commercials at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilmer Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.